Hi, everybody. Welcome back to another episode of the Campcast. I'm Jason Fellgerber. Thank you so much for being here and for listening. We have an amazing episode for you today on the podcast. We've got a bunch of our second year counselors. They've all been coming to camp for much longer than that, but they've been on the pod a number of times at camp and as staff members. They're camp lifers: Miles Provis, Nate Bierman, Ryan Martin, Jacob Schneider, Cooper Spector, Ben Lazarus, John Wool, and Ethan Mann. And we had an awesome conversation about a lot of stuff, a lot of really fun camp stuff. Programs like King of the Camp and Midsummer Madness. We gave a full staff update, kind of went rogue with kind of would you rather situations towards the end of the podcast, but it's really fun. And I always love talking to this group of guys, and I'm really excited for them all to be back at camp this summer. We recorded this like a month ago, and I'm sorry, I've been a little slow, on the uptake with editing. But yeah, so we mentioned some staffing updates on there, but a lot has happened in the last month, and we're actually in a place where we are almost fully staffed for 2024. And we're so excited to share with you who's coming back and who's going to be a part of staff. And we have started introducing our new staff and our returning staff on our website. So if you go to campmenominee.com under staff, you find Meet the Counselors. You're going to be able to see, and get introduced to our staff as they submit their profiles. So that's really exciting. On the next episode that we post next week, we're going to go back to the alumni format with Logan Rosenthal and Harley Rosenthal. But for now, please enjoy my conversation with the second year group of guys. But first, as always, Miles Provis. Okay. All right. We're here. We're in Miles Provis's basement. Thank you for
hosting. Hi, everybody. It's Miles Provis.
How many of us are here? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 of you and me. That's a good...
With the possibility of two more coming.
Yeah.
Who's the... I know John.
Oh, John's locked.
John's coming. His tires couldn't make it through the winter, I guess. Something like that.
Why didn't you just ask one of us?
So he's running here?
No, he's coming late.
all right. So... Does your age group have, like, do you have a name for yourselves, or is that not a thing that you care about?
The More Food Association.
Okay.
Yeah, we can go with that.
I'm sure you'll come up with something. All right.
Shout out.
Oh, yeah.
Shout out, Griffin.
Yeah.
The what?
Striper.
You got to talk into the mics because I have these things on, so I can't hear you.
Yeah. It's a work in progress.
Yeah.
Okay.
We'll get back to you.
Great. Let's do, how many of you... This is like the third or fourth kind of group one that we've done.
I think this is the third, because we did one, what, third? CIT.
We did one during...
This is the third,
we did
one second released one.
Nate's basement.
Hopefully.
Or two, did we do...
We did one in Nate's basement.
Okay. One at my basement, and then some at camp, probably when you were CITs and stuff. All right, let's go around the room, introduce yourselves.
Make sure you close the side door, pull it up after.
Snyder's gone. He left.
John's coming.
Yeah. Speaking of the mic, introduce yourselves, who you are, how many years, et cetera. I don't know anything interesting.
Hi, I'm Miles Provis. This will be my eighth year at camp. Jeez, it's weird that I can't remember that.
Eighth?
Yeah.
Oh, that's so exciting. You get to be acknowledged.
Yes.
This year. What a year for you.
Hi, my name is Ben Lazarus. This is my ninth year at camp.
Great.
I'm Ryan Martin. This will also be my ninth year at camp.
I'm Ethan Mann. This will be my seventh year at camp.
Cooper Spector. This will be my 12th year at camp.
Nice.
Nate Bierman, 10th year.
10th year?
At camp. Yeah, Big Ten.
I think we have a really good
10-year
class.
Mm-hmm.
Can you name anyone in them?
We have Brady Weiss.
Yeah.
Harrison Hoffman.
Mm-hmm.
Yours truly, not Joey Hoffman. Joey's a year behind now.
Yeah, he's a year behind.
Which we can talk about that later. Hi, John.
Oh, John.
And then Jack Kaplan and Isaac Miller.
Wow.
If they're coming. Yeah. If they attend.
They are attending.
That's great to hear.
All right, let's get our new guys. So now there's
Jacob Schneider, 9.
9 years?
Yeah.
Nice. Do you not know? Yeah, and your favorite ice cream flavor.
Hi, guys. I'm John Wool. This is my 8th year at Camp Menominee. My favorite ice cream flavor? chocolate chip cookie dough, probably.
Are your tires okay?
Yeah. Your car? They're good now.
Okay, good.
Just tires is not the best place. Don't go there.
Wow. Okay, right off the bat.
They lied about the time.
We're slamming local businesses.
They lied. They're like,
okay, so Jay, before this, we were talking, and we were like, we all kind of like, our mail's been kind of empty lately. Like, we haven't gotten any, like, sort of invitations for anything.
What do you mean?
I've been checking my mailbox every day.
Yeah, I've been checking my mailbox every single day.
Nothing's been coming in.
For a certain invitation to be coming.
To my
congratulations, by the way.
You all want to be invited to the wedding?
We don't just want to be invited.
Yeah, we're thinking
we want
best
to be
man.
Every single one of your best men.
That would be incredible. That would be a lot of fun. I don't think.
Are you going to wear a green suit?
I'm actually looking green into green tux. Not like bright green.
You
got to
wear a Woody
dark.
Tie.
Yeah, maybe I'll let Woody like make the bow tie for me.
Are we going to do anything special over the summer for the occasion? Like at camp?
Like an engagement party?
Like
bachelor
like
party.
Wedding like wedding night. It's just a campfire night. It's wedding night. And we all do a mock wedding for you and Mel.
Oh, boy.
MFJ in Vegas.
That's a great idea.
I'll do it. I'll run it.
Listen.
New campfire?
I don't know about mock wedding, but we could do like we could do something.
We'll get a real rabbi. You having a Jewish wedding, Jason?
Yeah.
And we'll get a real rabbi, and it'll be a fake wedding, but you'll really get married. Yeah. So it's at camp, and we're all there.
Got it. So real rabbi, fake wedding. So what
it's
part
a real
of
real ceremony?
What part of it's fake then?
The thought.
Just
the thought.
Everyone's attitudes towards it. Okay.
I have a thought about that, but like
you haven't gotten anything in the mail.
Yeah. No, not about that.
Just keep checking.
But can we never mind. It's a thought about a mock wedding at camp.
What just happened?
But I don't want to like say it on the pod.
It's an offer.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah.
Oh, interesting.
I think that's a good idea.
Okay. It's not bad. All right, let's move on and we could.
Yeah, secret though.
We could talk about that. But Nate just actually had an idea that I didn't think was going to be good. Based on your face, and then
thank you, Jason.
And then you said it, and it was good.
Yeah, I had to think about it for a second.
I'm very proud of you. Okay, where are you going? Oh, he's whispering it across.
That is a good idea.
So, all you guys are going to be second year staff summer. Do you want to talk about your JC years and how it went? Do you want me to update you? Like, you drive this podcast. I could, unless you want me to, but you guys usually come with an agenda, stuff to talk about.
Nate has an agenda.
Things you have problems with that I've done.
Okay, I
to
guess
you.
I can start off then.
Okay.
So this year, I had juniors the entire year. And for first session, they were mostly returning campers. So I didn't really get like the new camper experience. But for, second session, I had cabin 3, and they were all new kids, so, like, that was pretty interesting, having all new campers, getting to introduce them to camp, and it kind of made me, like, reflect on when I was in cabin 3 in that situation.
Who was your counselor when you were in cabin 3?
Jacob Torches,
and?
Harj, Josh Ingram.
There you go.
And
your best friend.
Who was the last one? Like, Dwayne something.
Dwayne Odefridis?
Yeah, he was in there.
How do you not remember Dwayne? That guy's amazing.
Oh, and Eli Burnick, who...
You got a problem with Dwayne? Okay.
Eli Burnick, who had to leave early that summer.
What year was that?
2014. Yeah.
Okay. So, like, is this how you want to do this? Do you guys want to go around the room and share your personal JC experiences, or do we want to talk about it from a more kind of bird's eye view.
Or we can do a group.
I mean, I appreciate it.
I like to zoom in on Nate.
Yeah. Right. I mean, you all were looking at me like, I had to say something.
I appreciate you reflecting on your time.
I also had fun at archery this summer.
Great.
Mm-hmm. I feel like being on staff, like, you're able to, like, see a lot of stuff that you don't see when you're a camper, and it makes you appreciate, like, a lot of different people, like, that you didn't appreciate as much as a camper.
Right. What surprised you guys the most? What was the hardest part of the thing that stood out the most going from CIT to JC?
I think one thing, which is kind of a weird point to think about, but I remember as a camper, you know, there's time is sort of relative at camp. Like, activities like start and end at a certain time, but it's pretty loose. And I always remember being like, why haven't they called wash up? It was supposed to be 10 minutes ago or whatever. And then as a counselor, you realize how difficult it actually is sometimes when things are running behind and it all kind of piles on top of each other.
Especially right, to with like move things along at camp.
Midsummer Madness was, I think, a great, like, great way to show that, because it was kind of all over the place sometimes, and the timing kind of got weird.
Right, it's hard when you're introducing a relatively new program and trying to, yeah, I think that program specifically is going to be a lot more this year, and that's one of those things that we need to figure out how to improve, how to beef up a little bit. But yeah, that's a great example of how a day can get away from you really quickly. Anyone else? Things that jumped out, hardest transition?
I mean, I agree with Miles. The transition periods are like, I didn't realize how long it would take to set up just like one activity. And like, you got to get out there early.
Right.
Like, you got to leave rest period about.
I love how you just handed Ryan the mic and he did not expect to say anything.
I was going to say, like, kind of for Big Tens, like, as a camper, you don't really always appreciate Big Ten that much. Like, you think it's kind of something to just, like, get along with the day. But then as a counselor, you kind of realize actually how important they are, because it's, like, learning new skills, all that stuff. And how, like, kind of not stressful it is, but, like, as a counselor, like, you really want it to go well. And you're, like, trying to put forth, like, a good program for it. And kids kind of, like...
Did you guys find it hard to teach and coach activities, like, the organization level of it, the... Or did it come pretty easy?
I think it kind of varied with the activities you did. Like, I remember I did football a lot with Ben and Jacob, and we kind of did relatively similar things every time.
I think we did pretty well, though.
Yeah, but it was fun. I think the kids enjoyed it. But, yeah, sometimes, like, thinking of things to do and, like, at, like past the whole period is kind of hard sometimes.
Yeah, it's kind of just, like, trying not to have the kids just go through the motions, like, over and over and over again. It's just, like, working in unique activities just so that they're not just going to another Big Ten period. It's sort of diversifying with their activities.
Are there staff members or people or things at camp that you appreciate more now that you have been on staff for a year that you never really give a thought to? Because I think someone mentioned something about that.
I wouldn't say, like, I didn't appreciate Craig and Joe before, but it was just, like, another level of appreciation for, like, the, like, just, like, the manual labor that they do. And same thing with, like, Woody. He does, like, stuff that, like, he doesn't need to be, like, he doesn't really need to be doing. Like, I feel like that's not as, like...
He just does everything.
Yeah, like, he just does stuff.
But it is interesting, because you guys, even as senior cabin CITs, you spent a lot of time, like, around the office. We sat on the deck a lot. We had a lot of conversations. Like, you were in things and you saw things, but you never really... Once you're in it and it directly involves you and affects you, you see a lot more stuff. Anyone really connect with their specific group of campers or running a certain activity? Like, what were the best parts of last summer for you?
I had a great time at golf, personally.
Mm-hmm.
I saw, like, a few campers started coming out, like, consistently and, like, really did get, like, a lot better. Because, like, especially in golf, like, you can see, like, a lot of improvement, like, as you start playing. Because, like, you don't really swing a club until you, like, actually go out and play. But, like, I saw a lot of kids, like, actually be able to, like, get some flight on the ball by the end of the year after they come out, like, consistently, which was really cool to see.
Who won the Masters last year?
It was Jake Haas.
And who won? Lex won the first one.
Lex won the Adler Jug. And yeah, it was Joey versus Jake Haas. Yeah, it was on the final hole.
I think it'd be cool. I was talking to to Ty about this a couple of weeks ago. I think it'd be cool if we did like a open golf outing thing. Each camp sent two guys to a course, and
it'd be very cool.
Yeah, awesome.
Like some sort of mini Ryder Cup type thing.
I think
for the camp Ryder Cup would be crazy.
Gotta get our golf program up then.
Yeah.
I mean, we're one of the only ones that have one.
We do have Benji.
We do have a beautiful 18-hole golf course.
Hey. Right. We have 36 holes of rolling hills and
nine real holes.
Okay. What else? Reflecting on last year before we look ahead to this year.
I think working at the waterfront this year was definitely like something that made me really appreciate what all of the counselors in the past had done for me. Being able to drive boats for the first time was really cool. And as a camper, I was pretty much at the waterfront multiple times a day, every day for several summers. And usually the same handful of counselors were always the ones driving me. And obviously I appreciated it then, but being that counselor for so many kids this past summer was a really cool experience.
Right. And like, you go down and you expect the boat drivers to be in the boat when you're a camper. Like you go down there and you want a ski or you want a tube, but you never really think about how many hours they spend in that boat and getting it ready and all the stuff on the front end. Okay. Are there any moments where you guys think back as campers, like now that you are on staff and you experienced a lot of difficult moments as counselors in a cabin, do you want to apologize to any of your former counselors?
I want to apologize to all of my former counselors that I had before the age of 13.
All of them.
All of them.
Okay.
I could have been a better camper.
I would apologize to all of my counselors before 13 for rest periods. I was always so loud during rest periods. And
you were
now,
that kid?
I mean, I feel like everyone was. Maybe I wasn't like the crazy kid, but like I was pretty loud most of the time. And now I'm like very sleepy and I need rest during rest period so bad. So, yeah, I apologize.
Right. If only there was a way to get across to campers what it will be like for them when they're on staff so they can appreciate those moments.
There's like a certain age that it like hits you. Like,
you think so, though?
Yeah. I think at like 14, like everyone in the cabin is just like sleeping because you're like after lunch
or
so tired.
Breakfast at 8:30
becomes, but then like,
I just mean the whole
becomes early instead of late.
That's also easier in a bigger cabin.
But I was more talking about like the whole thing, right? Like every part of.
No, like if you want to be
talking to the microphones, the people want to hear your argument.
I think we had, like, it was relatively quieter because if you wanted to be loud, you were probably by the TV. But like, if you wanted to take a nap during rest period, you were on the other side of the cabin, and it was objectively quieter. Unless you're bad.
I don't think I've ever taken a nap during rest period
right
until this year.
That can't be true.
No, it is.
Really?
I can't sleep.
Good for you.
Ethan Mann is one of the strongest nappers I've ever seen. He will go out and you will have to forcibly shake him awake at the end of rest period almost every single day.
That's impressive. Yeah, I can't nap. I wish I could nap. It's huge. Did your kids let you guys like nap this summer?
Nope.
First session, yes. Second session, no.
Were there age groups that was? Did you come in thinking you wanted a certain age group and then regretted it?
Yes.
Go on.
No. I think I've said enough.
Okay.
I'm glad I had juniors, but that's definitely something I want to like do. I want to have a different age group this year.
Okay.
I wanted 13-year-olds kind of just for, like, maturity reasons. Like, I thought they were going to be mature, and, like, but that did not work out. Like, a lot, they're, like, mature, but, like, they're also just trying to, like, get on my nerves a lot of the time.
13's a really hard age group.
Yeah, but I had a great time having them. Like, it was fun, and I wouldn't change it, but, like, it was different than I thought it was going to be.
I also had 13-year-olds, and I was very impressed on how they cleaned the cabin every day. We won cabin cleanup every single day.
Sounds like you had a great year.
Yeah.
It was the messiest counselor.
I mean, yeah, you know, I'm not the cleanest, but I did my own part to help out in the cabin.
It's nice that you finally had people around you that could get you to that point.
Just about the people around you.
Sure. All right. You want to talk about next summer?
Love to.
Do counselor.
Reflect some more. You want to, should we just run through it? Like who's coming back? And we'll get your reactions to it. So I think we have over 30, returning, coming back. We actually, so yesterday we did a Zoom call with all of the first year international staff. There were 16 of us on there representing 10 different countries.
I feel like 16 is not a lot.
Right. That's what I'm saying. We have a lot of returners, so we don't need as many new people this year. But we had, it was Australia, New Zealand, England, Scotland, Ireland, South Africa, Argentina, Mexico, America, Canada. I hope I'm not forgetting. How many countries did I just name? It didn't matter. We had a lot of people on there, and it was great. And a few of our returners were on there. Ryan jumped on. Gareth jumped on. He's coming back. Beth, Alice. Yeah, they're all committed for the summer, which is great. In addition to, and this is me pulling up the staff list.
Yeah.
Huh?
Is Ed not coming back?
No, Ed's got, he's either in school or got like a full job outside.
Ed's in the big leagues now.
We're going to miss Ed. Oh, Fernando's. Fernando is coming back. Let's see. Okay, JC's, J Money, Chuck, Jaffe, Wheel, Sposs, Asher, Voss, Harf, Srozen. We still are talking to a couple. Most of them are coming back. Dewey B, Bach, Kirsch, Isaac Miller, Juice, which is a huge get. We're really pumped about that. Sammy G, Jack Kaplan, Gavin Pritchard. Hopefully.
Gavin.
What's that?
With Gavin Pritchard's return, can you separate archery and rifery so I could be the head of archery?
Are you the head of archery with Sammy G there?
Wait, no, it's target sports. Gavin's the director of target sports.
Okay, we can talk about it.
Thank you.
Yeah, and then I haven't mentioned, well, I talked to your brother yesterday or 2 days ago.
You had a nice lunch?
We didn't go to lunch.
Oh, what did you do?
We just jumped on FaceTime. Oh, okay. Yeah. Sorry, we couldn't enjoy a meal together. Who else? And then your group is, there's like 12 of you.
We're multiplying.
Right. Shama? Yeah, Daniel Shama applied, so we're interviewing him.
But that was real?
To come back. Yeah, that's a real thing. That's very real. Yeah. That's probably the,
Hoffman.
Every year I feel like you get that surprise person that hasn't been there in a while, and he's the that guy.
He's always wanted to come back.
Yeah.
Like he always, yeah.
He's, but now that we're done athletic with high school, there's no like summer sport to not be able to come to camp for.
So now John can come all 8 weeks.
Yeah. What's up with that, John?
I'm probably coming back. I feel like I'm always like,
I love how like on all these, you always show up to the podcast and you're always the least committal. Yeah, but I appreciate
but then
that
I
you,
always come back.
You show
so like,
up.
It's a good pattern.
Did I forget anyone in your guys' brains?
Joey.
Right. We're talking to Joey. I think he's going to come back. Harrison locked in earlier today. Oh. Yeah. Yeah. There's a tall member of your age group that we're in discussions with that hopefully will work out.
Shout out Griffin Bramlett.
It's a maybe.
It's something that every single time I see him, I talk to him about it.
Me too.
Yeah, it seems like everyone kind of does. Who did I leave out? Anyone?
Berman.
Yeah.
Both Brady's. Right.
Right. Yeah. Brady Weiss, I talked to already. Brady Cam going to. So, yeah, it's a really good, strong returning staff. And I feel like you guys, now having a year under your belts, it's a totally different thing your second year than your first. It seems like you guys are ready to step up and even do more. And we relied on you a lot as JCs last year. So, do you want to talk about any specific programs leading into the summer? Anything that went well last year, didn't go well, that we want to dive into? Any like
During trip week, the juniors go on like a day trip usually. So We have a color war called Fire and Ice that me, John, and Brady Weiss ran. And it's kind of like a mini event for the juniors with like more playground type games. But like, it was really fun getting to do that. And like, I mainly did it with Brady because John was on a day off the day we were doing it. But but John helped a lot. Shout out John. But like, we did like artificial egg drop was something we did where we did like.
Didn't that not go well?
No, it went amazing.
Okay.
Where we like took stuff out of arts and crafts and did like just reverse egg drop with instead of natural, it was artificial. And the kids really liked that.
Okay.
Like, I don't know. Like, I'd like to do a color war this summer.
But you just said you don't want the juniors.
Well,
you don't want to do Fire and Ice again.
No. I'm saying it was a good learning experience.
Got it.
Stepping stone.
Fair enough. Anyone else want to comment on Nate's personal experiences? He's the only one sharing.
Yeah. Like,
you know, another amazing program that we started last year was Run Club. We're going to bring that back. I love Run Club. I hope we're going to get some more members if you're listening.
Did you know that we had like 130 Docs Run participants?
I know. It was incredible.
Yeah.
I'm jealous.
You should be. Okay. What are stuff we always talk about when we're together? You guys want to talk about merch for this year? Camp Store?
Would love to talk about Camp Store.
Okay, let's do it.
What's ideas? The next thing like being? What's the next thing shower. Being built at camp?
Shower house.
Showers.
Yeah,
that's
we talked about this last year.
What yeah, time
so
yeah.
Right last year we had the like yeah, individual greenhouse. Versus large shower house conversation. We're going large shower house. Yeah, talking to contractors now, hoping to break ground at the end of the summer for ribbon cutting 2025. Ideally,
I have a question about the greenhouse,
please. So we don't want to talk about merch.
We'll get back okay. to that. I just have a question about like the court.
Yeah.
How often are we going to be replacing? Because like I know, but at the end of the summer, it got like really like sandy, slippery. Like
I think we just have to figure out how to clean it the right way. Because yeah. you don't
I think
just
we
like
just keep
it.
Like a leaf blower. Like,
just get a it's not that easy.
Oh, it isn't. Oh.
It's like a mat. Like remove it.
Yeah, the large Roomba didn't work. We need to find like a something that also mops. Something that mops. Huh?
Zamboni would be amazing.
Yeah, we need like a mini Zamboni for that.
We should get synthetic ice for the greenhouse.
I'll run the Zamboni.
There would 100% be an audience for getting the synthetic ice tiles to put over the ground in the greenhouse.
Would there?
It's like not a huge process to do, and it's and you could do like hockey with full pads, and you wear your regular ice skates.
Jeff just bought 25 new hockey sticks from some guy up in Canada for the program.
Awesome.
That's huge.
We also just bought new stuff right before the Kawaga competition. So we got a lot of stuff.
Now we just need people. Now we just need people out there to play hockey.
The synthetic ice could be really cool.
Yeah. But like, where would you put it?
Like when it's not being used?
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of
stack it against the wall.
Speaking of things that should be in the greenhouse, I have a. There was a certain award given to me that you said was going to go up in the greenhouse.
Yeah, I told you to put it up there. Wasn't it just sitting in the office waiting for you to put it up?
No.
I asked you where you wanted to put it. You didn't tell me.
I said I wanted it in the greenhouse.
Well, it's a big building.
Ooh, where should we put it?
Right.
On the... No.
We could have your face, like, painted into the backboards.
I'm down.
Huh? A Bierman banner? Just
put one up, of Nate.
Well, I thought we were gonna do the
pass the mics around. No one can hear you.
Banner like ceremony. If we beat Kawaga in the greenhouse,
I thought the banners was for Midsummer Madness.
We need rings, Jay.
Right, yeah. Midsummer Madness.
Dude, I got zero.
They
rings.
Want they want banners for Midsummer Madness in the greenhouse. I think if the program improves and sustains, we can. Do something like that.
Yeah, it is the year of the purple.
Oh, Phoenix got 3.
Huh? We're talking King of the Camp now?
Yeah.
What's happening?
It's the year of the purple, by the way.
We're saying with the band.
100% year of the purple.
So I had to plug the 3-time champs. That's all.
Yeah, let's talk King of the Camp. Who of you guys were GMs last year?
I'm
Miles and I were.
I was a gym.
Everyone but Nate.
Me and John Wall, champion GM of the Dragons.
This was our year.
I want to do it with Asher Diamond this year since he's the only CIT knight.
Not this year, but next year is the year of the purple. Not this year,
but next year.
As a former King of the Camp MVP, I would just like to say that T-Birds, you know, we'll be back. We always choke in the playoffs, but with Brady Weiss and me coaching, you know, so it never can go wrong.
So for the GMs, do you guys want to keep your GM titles? Or
no.
Do you want to
yes, please
pass it on?
I'm coming back for more.
Let's go. Wait, so you have the Phoenix?
Me and Miles. Yeah,
okay.
Phoenix.
Do you guys want to keep that since you lost?
We'll have to think about it a little more.
Okay.
I would love to keep my title as GM.
Because you got to defend it?
I got to defend my title, and I'm coming back for another one. That three.
Was it you? No, you guys aren't the same. So who did you do it with? It was you and John. Nice.
I'm thinking of bigger and better things. I might have to sell the team.
Wow, you just said the T-Birds will be back.
Oh, we will.
I'll still be
the supporter.
It's like Mark Cuban.
I mean, I'll sell stake in it. I'm thinking like Adam Silver. You know, like you know,
so.
I don't know.
Knights, are you giving it up or?
The Knights, maybe keeping it. Asher Diamond's telling me he's got great plans for the team, so.
Okay.
I trust him.
Because, like, you want to be the GMs of the first, you want to be the first
yes.
GMs to win.
Yes.
Don't you? Or maybe not.
Yes, you do.
Yeah.
But that's not this year.
I just want to win. I'm going to be real.
We'll be waiting a long time.
We're rebuilding. Instead. Currently, we're rebuilding.
Okay.
No, the loss with Asher Diamond was really tough. We got to rebuild now.
Full rebuild.
Mason and DP are coming.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, let's talk camp store. Yeah, we press conferences would be funny for all the GMs. Like,
yeah, that would be funny. I think we should do with Dora something would be fun to do like that type of stuff, just like making skits and putting them on YouTube.
I feel like the teams. Like the players should be able to vote you out, like to fire you if they don't like how you manage the team.
We should be able to trade.
Yeah, then we should be able to trade.
If the players can, get us out, we should be able to trade the players.
It's a player driven league. It all is. It's all a player driven league.
Time. Huh? He's out of here.
That, yeah. There could be. So you think we should be able to trade? King of the
not
camp
like
players.
That would be crazy.
There's got to be like a
you're, that's a whole world. It's like for GMs, that's
you
so
can't
much
just
power
like,
being able to trade.
I'm not a fan of brothers being on the same team because I feel like that what? Creates.
Are you kidding?
No, but I love the rivalry I have
it
with my brother.
It seems like everyone else sitting here disagrees with
okay,
you.
Okay, but like, yeah, like me and Cooper are Knights and our brothers are both Phoenixes, and I feel like the rivalry.
Oh, you don't like it because it started happening after you. I don't
no.
know why you're on
yeah,
different teams.
He likes
that he has a rivalry.
Yeah.
I was on a team with both my younger siblings. Like, it's totally fine. It was a good. And
I
like,
think it's
each different age. It's kind of cool.
Yeah. Shout out Simon, man.
I feel yeah. like.
Shout out Simon.
Schneider household.
I feel like for King of the Camp for Twilight League, we could do a better job of like taking a couple days to like see everybody rather than putting everyone on
Combine.
It's a combine.
I'm just saying.
Dude, it's got like we're turning like Mel Kiper.
Right, you could label it. You could label it whatever. You could label it whatever you want. I'm just saying, it might help with spreading out the talent. Yeah,
we don't do a combine. But that's not like.
We wouldn't be doing like an athlete.
Combine's
we wouldn't be
like
having like 10-year-olds
like
do vertical.
Dude, this kid gets from first to third so
long
fast.
Jump.
Well, the difference is for Twilight League, like people get better, you can make trades, whatever it is. But King of the Camp is like your whole career.
Yeah.
So the decisions that we make for the first year guys might matter 5 years from now. That's my only argument.
And we should do it.
Okay. Is everyone on board with this?
But only if it's exactly the same as the NFL Combine.
Yeah.
Well. What would that look like?
What is it? 40-yard dash?
For sure.
We need those things. We need those things that you hit when you jump up and you smack the rulers.
Vertical task.
Yeah.
Cone drill.
Cone drill.
Deadlift.
I heard Logan Ackerman runs a nasty 40-yarder.
He does. Did you not see it in Sun and Wind?
Oh, I did.
Maybe we could, like, have Woody stand in the green truck and have people push it across the field.
Yeah.
That'd be amazing.
That'd be a good relay event.
Push the truck.
That would be a good truck.
Should we add anything to the relay? Is there anything that...
I don't know why...
The relay's in great shape.
I don't know why an entire Dinamia is on the fantasy... the fantasy one, but not the regular one. That seems like a great
eating
idea.
Eating an entire Dinamia?
Yeah.
There are plenty of kids that can eat an entire Dinamia.
I do think an eating one would be great.
It's a whole Dinamia?
We've never been to fantasy. We're going for the first time this
year.
Yeah,
what's your feeling about that?
Nice.
Okay. We're going to fantasy.
We're also trying to bring back some fallen members.
To fantasy? Who are your fallen members?
Jesse Kaplan verbally wants to go.
Why doesn't he come work? What's he doing? No? All right.
He's a hater.
Yeah, he's a hater.
Okay.
Jack Carter potentially.
Oh,
should see if you can get like ZBI to come
like
to fantasy.
ZBI.
That'd be great.
If any members of our age group are listening
to
this,
Ray Dong, please come to fantasy.
Come to fantasy.
I bet. Yeah, that would be.
Yeah,
nasty.
Congrats to Luke Glaremore.
Oh,
yeah.
Glaremore.
He just committed
congrats.
Congrats, Luke.
He's gonna play D1 soccer.
Yeah, that's
OSU,
crazy.
Right?
Yeah.
No, you didn't.
Yeah. Todd, please.
Everybody go to Northbrook Dick's Sporting Goods. Say hi to Ben Lazarus. Stop in.
Lenny has a lot.
Yeah. You get a 20% Menominee discount. You
know, I work every 3 weeks.
Got his driver's license like a month ago.
Lenny, you just got your driver's license?
Yeah, congratulations.
Yeah,
Lenny.
So now I'll be able to drive all the kids around camp.
Nope. Okay. Any other D? Do we have any other D1 athletes?
Yeah.
Yeah, right here.
Yeah.
Lenny.
Going to Kansas for
you're squash. Looking at seven of them.
Griff. Squash.
Griff will be walking on at Duke.
Is he going to Duke?
Yeah.
Really?
Congrats, yeah, Griff.
Yeah. Woo! Wow.
Oh, yeah, Griff.
Yeah, Griff.
Coach Shire's a lucky guy.
I don't think so. Gavin.
I saw Gavin's post about it.
So other than Griff and Lenny, have any of the rest of you committed anywhere? Is that it?
No.
Joey.
Joey. Trinity
Joey's
got
it. Joey's where's he going? Trinity?
Yeah.
What? Playing golf?
Yeah.
That's cool.
But thankfully, they don't have summer practice, so he's a free summer.
Is that Trinity?
That's why he's coming.
Which is hilarious, because it's golf, and you'd think that's when they would play. Where is Trinity?
Oh. Yeah, I'm pretty, yeah.
Trinity America?
Yeah, it's in...
Nice.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, merch this year. What do we need? What needs to be in the store? What color scheme are we looking at this year?
I think the staff shirt should have the sun logo, like the kind of wavy one, and it should be like a pale yellow, like a pastel yellow.
The wavy sun logo.
I don't know.
I'll try and find it.
For the staff shirt, I
like
didn't
that
really
weird
like...
one where it's like growing on, like, I think I know which one you're talking.
Didn't we do a pastel yellow? Like,
I didn't really like the material of the shirt last year. No, I feel like it was better in the maroon. Like, really, I did not.
Like could we go like dry fit, like win 16?
For staff shirts?
No, those get
smelly. You don't think dry fit?
If it gets wet, it's going to be wet
for
like a week.
I forgot about that. But that
what about like the maroon ones, our CIT
year?
Yeah,
we need
I like
to wear
those I like that kind of style of shirt.
It's like you're not going
to wear. So you didn't like last year's? Because last year's was what we did in 21, like those purple ones that everyone
staff on the back. It was just
I like the purple.
But wait, Lenny doesn't like the material.
That's going to be a deal breaker for me.
I'm looking at the
I might need
Lenny's
a personalized staff shirt.
The group chat we had from last year, and we have the hockey sweatshirt jersey.
Right. Like that's really hard to make.
It would be hard to make, but I think it would be a bestseller.
I think the Nike Tech sold really well last year, according to the numbers.
Did it? Which one was that? The zip-up one?
It was the it was like this one.
That one?
But it was like green.
Not this.
No.
What am I wearing?
Throw that one.
We should use that
one. You like
one,
that one?
Or.
Okay.
That was the sun logo.
I don't know how I feel about that one.
I like that one.
Okay.
I
That's
mean,
not bad.
Now that I am a student teacher for Cooper and Lenny in graphic design, maybe we could cook something up.
Yeah, we could.
You and Voss on the graphic design team for camp this
summer.
Yeah, he loves it. I have an idea for competition jerseys, but I'm not going to say it out loud.
We could talk about that after the pod.
I have an idea. Mm-hmm. Okay. All right, so what else? What needs to be in the store, though?
I know beach towels are a horrible idea for camp because if everyone has the same towel, nobody knows which is theirs. But having a Menominee beach towel to not have at camp, to like use outside of camp, would be kind of cool.
Beach towel. Okay.
Well, if everyone has the same towel on the outside of the waterfront.
That's like a you decision. Though. You could use it in camp or
if you
out
think
of camp.
All the kids are going to look for their individual name tag on their towel.
I feel like a lot of people also have the same dark blue towel that I have at camp, and it's not that big of a problem.
I think we should add in some keychains to the store.
Keychains.
I would love a keychain.
I think a lot of us turned our staff lanyards from this past summer into our keychain for our keys. Yeah.
We have a lot more of those.
I don't but have that, was, but I would this want was one great. Of those.
Okay. Why didn't... Where's your... You had a thing last year.
Menominee gibbets for the Crocs.
Gibbets?
It's in the Abyss.
Yeah.
Okay.
So many kids wear them. Mm.
These are good ideas. Mm-hmm. I can't hear you. I've got headphones in.
I would put one of those on. My Crocs. That's all I'm saying.
Menominee crop tops, maybe.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Like, how...
Yeah.
Have we ever sold the fedoras? Did we ever sell the fedoras, or were those just like a...
We had fedoras?
Not fedoras. What visor. What am I talking about? Honestly, that's not a horrible idea. But no, the visors. Like the ones like that they...
We've never like made our own
I think we should visors. Do that. I think those would sell.
Would people do visors? I don't know.
Menominee tracksuit.
See, this is where you... This is where I think you bring the most... Like, this is where I'm you come in hot. Like no, the most value, I'm saying. Like, this is Lenny's
money's a big fashion.
Time to shine.
Fashion.
Yeah.
Can we make Menominee golf head covers? Shabang.
Ooh. That's stuff to, like...
Cool. golf head covers would be cool.
I mean, I would send out the logo to anyone that wants to make
and
them.
And, like, tees.
Yeah.
Oh, we should do tees.
We could do golf tees.
Yeah, there are tees. Look at it.
Are there?
No, that's Maricopa. That's some Maricopa.
No, we did them for the golf outing.
Yeah, exactly.
And so some exist, but yeah, the Maricopa logo is so easy to just pretend it's us. All right.
Golf balls too.
Menominee golf balls.
Just so I can lose them.
Right.
I feel like there's a lot of random like everyday items that we could just brand.
Lab times
Menominee.
Just brand everything.
That'd be insane.
What's that?
Lab times Menominee.
What's that? It just got really quiet in here. You guys, if you're not speaking into here, I can't hear you because most of what I'm hearing is into here. Okay, let's do this. What counselors did you guys have growing up that after... We're going to pivot completely, Lenny. I'm sorry. I'm going to make you answer a thought question. What counselors did you guys have growing up that you think helped, like... influence you as a staff member last year?
Like, I have one because I was doing with, like, I had younger kids, so I, like, kind of remembered what counselors I felt like did a good job. When I was younger, a younger camper. So shout out Brandon Potasnik.
Brandon Potasnik.
That's a big one.
Nice.
So, yeah.
Okay.
That's old.
I love Jonah Gagerman. I mean, I think what really, like, contributed to my, like, success, or I don't know about success, but he checks in on every camper, and I think that's really valuable to make sure that you're checking in on every single camper, like, every day and, like, trying to have, like, a conversation.
I think Smiller was really influential to me, especially, like, running green and white with him this year was really cool. He was my counselor my first year at camp, so running green and white with him was really special.
I think Jake Jones, our senior cabin year, just did a great job controlling us.
He was your senior cabin counselor?
Jake, JJ, and Louie. So JJ did a great job, like, taking on a big role, and he did a great job.
I was going to say Louie, just because, like, we all bully him a lot, but, like, I think he did a good job of actually managing, like, being friends with us and being our counselor. Like, we all loved him, and we had, like, we could talk to him pretty easily, but he also, like, when he needed to be a counselor, he was. That was good.
Okay.
Good stuff, Louie.
I'd like to shout out Jonah Gagerman. He's a big influence in my life. I hang out with him a lot outside of camp and in camp, and he helped me become the counselor I am today. So thank you.
Rock chalk.
Shout out Jonah.
Last year, I was in 2022, I was a CIT for Foreman, Jack Foreman, and I had the same group of kids, so, like, I basically modeled myself after him as a counselor, and it made my life really easy. Nice. Just mimicking his actions.
I have one more. I want to shout out Jesus. It's like,
yeah, shout out Jesus.
As our counselor and also as, like, a friend. Like, same thing.
Jesus is great. Yeah. Do you have, did you go? Like,
how to talk with other people.
I'm going to say pretty much the same thing that Ethan did. Smiller was definitely a huge influence for me. He was always at the waterfront with me when I was a camper, and then to be with him at the waterfront as a counselor, like, he taught me how to drive a boat, and I spent a lot more time with him this year than I probably did when he was my counselor when we were 14. So that was real 13. So that was really cool. He's definitely been an influence for me.
Okay.
I didn't have him as a counselor, but Court Man, you know, he's great. I read the past megaphones and just looks like a great counselor. You know, always doing the right thing, just really the way.
Do you actually read the past?
Oh megaphones? Yeah, all of them. I've read all of them.
Sure. We have a big senior cabin coming in. Some of you have brothers coming into the senior cabin. What advice do you have for them? Like, you guys had a pretty large group.
The kids? For the counselors.
The kids.
Or good luck.
Yeah. Let's talk. I want your thoughts on.
Don't act like you're better than everybody just because you're in senior cabin. I don't think that was an issue with us, but I think it's been seen in the past that people in senior cabin sort of just alienate themselves. Like, you're pretty far removed from the rest of the cabin compound, and I think it can be hard to still act like a camper because you're technically a little bit of a
higher status. You actually
did
a great job of, like, going into little kids' cabin. Wasn't that the year that you guys used to tell stories to Cabin 3?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And, like, you guys did a really great job of doing that.
Thank you. So maybe do something like that, senior cabin.
Okay.
Be like,
us.
Yeah, just model yourself after us.
What's with the old megaphones?
I'd say just, like, overall, just, like, bring the energy, especially for, like, Quagga. Like, I really want to win. Please.
Yeah.
Set the tone. It's all, like, it's all on you about, like, competition is all, a big part of it is, like, the energy that senior cabin brings.
Yeah, I would also say, like, set the tone more often. Like, even in more day-to-day activities, because it's really hard to bring energy up when it hasn't been there as, like, a constant. So it's sort of just, like, hard to... You know, just like when it gets to competition, be like, okay, guys, now it's time to.
If you, like, bring the energy at the beginning of the summer for, like, Big Ten and stuff, then, like, our campers will be ready for Quagga, which is huge, especially, like, at the beginning of the summer. If it kind of, like, starts on a, like, low tone, like, it'll be hard to bring the tone higher for Quagga.
Yeah, and, like, you guys, like, they're, like, the senior cabin this year, like, I'm sorry, Ryan.
It's a total chill. I wasn't going to say anything.
But, like, you guys have to realize that people are, like, watching you guys, and, like, the younger campers will model themselves after you, and even, like, the 13-year-olds that you're going to Big Ten with. So, like, if you're not trying in Big Ten, they're not going to try in Big Ten. And I think that's really important that they realize that.
Please. Please.
This kind of goes with Nate's, but it's also, like, a smaller one, but try in skit nights. Like, skit nights sucked last year, I thought. And, like, if senior cabin tries and, like, has a funny skit, then it'll, like, make the younger kids also want to try.
I think we might have different thoughts.
Okay,
on
don't be stupid in skit
nights.
But
skit,
like,
nights weren't ideal.
No,
last
I agree.
Year.
Like,
because those can be the best.
Exactly,
they can be incredible.
I think like when I think back of, like, my early years of camp, like, what I remember is skit nights. Like, that's a big part of it. And,
yeah,
like, we tried so hard, like, every time, and I wish I could see that, like, in the, like, now.
Well, like, you know, it's going to be it's up to you guys. It's not really, it's way more of a staff thing than.
No, I think. Yeah. Right after lunch, the rest of the day, whenever we had free time, we would plan.
The counselors also need to be involved.
Sure.
Like, the kids kind of initiate. Like, you need people around you.
For older kids, like 7 3.
Right, for the younger kids,
yes,
it's all the counselors.
Anyone up from, like, I think 11 years old
who
should be, like,
who do you guys
want to
see do SCADU in the senior cabin?
Neo.
I want to see Andrew Morris do a cheer.
Okay.
I think Neo should do SCADU. Yeah. Neo Schneider.
Oh, Ryan Mahoney.
Or Simon. Or Mahoney. Honestly, a lot of good picks for cheers. for this is gonna be a good cabin. Senior cabin.
Yeah, it is. It is a good senior cabin. There's a lot of there's
going
a lot
back
of
on the advice for senior cabin. You guys kind of set the tone. they kind of set the tone for everything. So if you bring the energy, camp's gonna have the energy. If you bring good times, there'll be good times. Just you set the tone for everything at camp. Starts with you guys.
Thanks, Lenny. That was lovely. All right, what else? I don't have any other like
cue questions. How are you doing?
Let's get into your life.
Yeah.
I'm good.
You excited for the big day?
Yeah.
Do you have a countdown? How many days until
the wedding? I don't know. What day is it?
September 7th.
By the way, today is 9 years to the day that I bought camp.
So not to flex, but I actually knew 30 minutes before Steve sent out the email.
Oh, 9 years ago?
Yeah, Steve told me.
Congratulations. So 9 years plus 30 minutes.
Yeah, for Nate.
For Nate.
When we were 9 years old.
Yep.
Yep.
Were you guys 9 years old?
Yep.
That's weird.
Yeah, and now look at us.
Yeah, some of you were in my first recruiting class. Wait, what were we about to talk about?
You.
Mm-hmm.
You.
Why are you staring at me like that?
Have you been listening to The Big Day by Chance the Rapper? That was a big album.
Jason.
Ryan, we're playing Blacktop in the basement. NBA 2K.
I remember playing video games with you guys in your basement.
I thought you were Ethan's uncle the whole time. No, I'm being so serious. I didn't know what I was going. I was like, I was really confused when he started talking about camp. I was like, isn't he his uncle?
No one told him.
No one told me. That is so serious. I'm not kidding about that.
Like, why is Ethan's uncle just talking to me about it?
Yeah, exactly. I was really confused. But, you know, you did a great job and you persuaded me and now I'm here.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, good stuff.
Mm-hmm. That's funny. I didn't know that. Did I come to all your houses?
Yeah.
I didn't come to yours. Yes, I did. I came to your house. Yes. Yeah, but you met with me. You met with me also.
I did?
Yeah.
Oh.
I came to your house.
Came to my house.
I miss this whole experience. Never
had a. I gave you a cupcake. I remember that.
That's true.
Did you?
Thanks, bro.
That was really nice of you. Thank you.
You're welcome.
We're back to Steve time. Like, you should host a breakfast for every camper in the Chicago area.
Is that a thing he used to do?
At his house, he would do it.
He would do like a breakfast.
And that was the reunion.
Really?
Mm.
No, he didn't do like lose or whatever.
He did both.
Well, he did that too, but he did like. Like once a year, like before, like a month before camp or something, you would do like a breakfast with everybody.
When you say like the whole like 70, when, 80 people would go to his house for breakfast?
Well, at that point it was like 30 or 40. But okay. Like, yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Breakfast. You want me to host a breakfast?
Yeah.
But you also,
but you're cooking for all of us too.
I want you to make the
you
food.
Want me
We're
to
not
make
ordering
you...
in. I want you to make
yeah,
me
I want
waffles.
You to make, like,
I would love for but... you to make us a breakfast after our sleepover at your house this summer.
Yeah, we're still waiting on that.
During pre-camp.
Did any of you have an actual sleepover at my house?
No.
When you were younger?
You guys?
You nope. weren't there? Yeah, I guess not.
You started doing that after us.
Sorry to hear that.
I have no clue. We never had one.
I'm surprised that you didn't.
I guess. Hold on. You.
Maybe not. All right. I don't think I'm going to make you guys breakfast.
Aw.
What about the food? You guys talk
food
about
really
the food
good.
A lot. Chef Mike, Chef Charlie, both coming back.
Good.
Thought the food was good this summer.
Oh, well, if there's like a role to be meal planner, I feel like that would suit me best.
All right, so do it.
Yeah, just give me a budget and I'll make it happen.
No, I'm saying like right now.
Oh, well, it would take some time to think, you know.
Would it though?
All right, so let's go Philly cheesesteaks on Mondays. Monday Philly. We'll call
for
it the
breakfast?
Philly specials. No. For lunch.
Okay.
Breakfast, I feel like maybe every Thursday we should do an omelet bar.
So Philly cheesesteaks you're feeling on Monday.
Yeah.
And then we're skipping straight to Thursday. Because
no,
you're right. You're right. Omelet bars, you don't feel an omelet bar on Monday or Tuesday or Wednesday or
Friday.
Well,
I feel like we have it so much, it's going to get old. Like, you bring it, like, once every other week. Like,
Ben, can we bring back Wing Day?
People get up for breakfast that
day. Ben, bring back Wing Day. Wing Day.
I love how this is all flowing through.
Ben, we need Wing Day.
If you guys had to guess what four or five foods in the surveys people said were their favorites and what four or five foods.
I was a big fan of the cheese curds. Those need to come back.
Cheese curds we had a couple July times. 4th. They were really good.
So
pizza's solid. It's great.
All right. So you think people like the pizza?
Pizza, chicken tenders,
chicken patties,
grilled cheese.
Okay. You want a seafood
like Alaskan
tower?
King seafood crab, like a seafood tower of some sort.
Chicken and waffles.
Just
maybe
for the staff.
Probably be up there. And then
what do you think people said their least favorite foods were?
Chili. Pork. Pot pie.
The chili is great.
Sloppy Joe's. Sloppy Joe's people definitely said were the worst.
Wait, what are you guys saying over there? Sloppy Joe's, I heard.
The meal where you took all the leftovers and threw it into a container and called it like Menominee slop or whatever.
When did that happen?
I served that and it was terrible.
Okay.
I love Menominee slop. I want more of it.
It kind of looks like just, and shepherd's pie. Shepherd's I don't like
I think any slop is good, and we should bring it back for sure.
He just wants to serve every meal in a trough.
I'm just a slop guy.
Yeah, like a trough.
All right, so trough, can we do trough Wednesdays, Lenny?
Sure, trough Wednesdays. Yes.
What? Like what pigs feed out of.
What?
Okay. All right, so here are the five or six favorite things that people said overwhelmingly. Chicken and waffles came
waffles
in second.
Waffles were a little stale.
To grilled cheese and tomato soup.
Did you take an actual poll?
Yeah. Yeah, because they fill out the surveys at the end. We always ask about food.
Oh, wow.
The pizza, tacos, pancakes, and burgers. Those like rounded
breakfast
out the
tacos
top
in the morning.
That would be great.
So yeah, multiple different types of pizza though, like stylistically.
I like a breakfast pizza,
like
bacon,
you want
chicken,
deep dish,
ranch,
Neapolitan.
Oh, no. I'm saying like at camp we've had different types of styles of pizza over there.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh my god, yeah.
I've had
the squares are great.
You like the squares?
Yeah, I'm with the squares.
Okay, but it doesn't matter what kind of pizza it is. You just want it in a square.
Bring back Pop Tart Day.
Ew.
Stop. There was a Pop-Tart
day? Bring back
you Pop-Tart. Can't have Pop-Tarts for
also,
breakfast.
Also, I feel like we're lacking on, like, the tater tots and fries. Like, I feel like we
and
did
the
not
cheese curds.
Wait, I thought we were heavy on tater tots last year. We were heavy on sweet potato fries last year.
The sweet potato fries had a weird good seasoning to it.
They had one bad day, and then we had a conversation, and
it was like a cherry
again.
Cola type
seasoning.
Oh, the cherry cola.
I actually kind of liked it.
I said, what the heck?
I liked it.
It's hilarious that you remember that. It's ridiculous that you remember that.
It was a weird taste.
Okay, here are the least favorites. Sloppy Joe, number one, by far.
I'm not as fan of Sloppy Joe.
Cold cuts.
We had a great meal.
Oh, yeah.
You guys but cold cuts
are brisket.
Why do you guys hate sandwiches?
If we had cold cuts once a week, I'd be fine.
Can we get some, like, pretzel buns or, like...
We did pretzel buns this year.
Or, like...
We did pretzel buns for burgers a few of the days. We did...
If you threw pretzel... Like, some different buns and some, like...
So cold cuts would be fine with different...
Yeah.
Like, okay.
I feel like it's the same thing every time.
Chili. Chili was not well-loved.
Chili's a bring it back.
Meatloaf. People
I like meatloaf.
People also like seem to just not like eggs, which is strange.
It's because they get cold
fast.
You
have
fast.
To think of the demographic, though. Realistically,
I don't like the
no one
bag.
Under 12 is
camp
eating
bags.
Half of those things.
Like okay.
I would, me personally, I love the brisket. We had a nice brisket meal once.
Yeah.
It was great.
People,
fantastic.
Their brisket was very polarizing. There were some people that said it was their favorite and some people that said
it was on the salt. It was on the saltier end,
I
will
love
say.
I love the brisket.
But it's pretty good.
What's the real reason why Wing Day isn't a thing anymore? Because that was a staple for a pretty long time.
So I think we did Wing Day 2 years ago.
Did we do Wing Day 2 years ago?
I think it's more like wings last year were outrageously expensive. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Do we want to order Wingstop right now?
I'll take
right
lemon
now.
Pepper wings.
You guys are going to order wings up on recording. All right, let's wrap this up then so you guys can...
Wait, I have a hypothetical question.
Yeah, please.
Okay. Do you follow the NFL?
Yeah, I do.
Do you know Jalen Ramsey?
Yeah.
Okay. So knowing me, I'm a freshman football star, you know? I'm an ex high school football player. If I'm on the 5-yard line, it's a 1-on-1. There's no one else in the field. If I have 50 tries to score, am I making one?
50 tries?
So
a five-yard run.
All right, so you have, single coverage.
He's
throwing him the ball.
No. We didn't do that.
All right, who's your quarterback?
Patrick Mahomes.
No.
Okay.
If you,
NFL quarterback.
Am I your quarterback?
I have an NFL quarterback.
So I'm not getting the quarterback. I'm not getting the ball there over Ramsey.
50 in a row. Crazy.
Just one out of 50.
I definitely could.
No, I understand.
I could sling
but
that.
But like, you're just running it back 50,
yeah.
50,
yeah,
50.
Yeah, yeah.
Beat like over and over and over.
I would get one. I know I would get one.
Here's the thing. I don't think this is like a. This isn't like a muscle memory type thing. It's not like you stand to make a chip from 50 yards like over and over and over again, where when you miss it or like a shot from half court, you kind of know what you did wrong and you can try and like improve on it. You can't, there's not much you can really improve on when you're running routes against
an
NFL corner.
Well, if he, what if he slips like one time,
the only,
50 tries?
Right. The only way it could possibly work. That's true.
No, you don't understand how short five yards is me to there.
If he slips,
I agree. But if he's
in the world every day, like every week, and locking them down.
But
if
he slips, or if Mahomes puts it right on your hands and you like trap it against your helmet and you get really lucky, like yeah, there's
50 times is a lot.
Exactly. I will get one. I would get one.
I don't know if you would, but like
Jason,
he's also really good.
The rest of your playoff predictions,
you get exhausted.
We both would.
He's in way better.
Oh, he's
going to
go way longer than you.
I have another hypothetical.
Sure. Okay.
All right. This was a big one at the launch table.
Why wasn't
okay?
this the whole podcast?
It was a big one at the launch table. All right. So let's say, you know Johnny Manziel. He had a great college career.
Yes, I do know Johnny Manziel.
So would you want to have Johnny Manziel's college career, but then go back to your normal life right after?
I think about this a lot, actually, because there's so many like college quarterbacks. Yeah, like everyone that the Browns drafted for like 30 years was pretty much that guy. Tim Couch, Eric Crouch, all the ouches.
Joe Flacco.
So as opposed to what, though? Would I want to be an amazing college quarterback and then be a normal person?
You get your years.
Yeah, but then you're known for being washed.
No, you're not. Because
you also like publicity forever.
No, you guys.
Do you also have a failed NFL career?
Listen.
Oh.
It doesn't, guys, it doesn't matter. You walk back on that campus and you're a hero. Like, locally.
No, but then you go back to yourself.
You get to experience like being Johnny Manziel, like being for like just being insane, like
you're just the man. You're actually the man.
But then you go right back to Jason Felger.
Oh, to being me.
Yeah. Right back.
Yeah, but what's the downside?
Exactly. No.
Yeah,
our friend gave us that, and he was like on the other side. He was saying he'd get depressed afterwards because he'd be so sad that you'd live
like.
Like
he wouldn't be happy with anything else in his life.
You're asking me if I would like the memories of being
exactly. We're all on your side. We're all on your side. We're all on your side.
Winning the Heisman. Yeah, sure.
Exactly.
That sounds great.
All right, one more. I have one more.
Yeah.
National championship game. You watch the game. You watch.
This is the best one.
All right. Going into the fourth quarter, Michigan's up 3 scores. They're up 21. If I sub in for quarterback, if I'm JJ McCarthy.
No, this isn't.
What do you mean?
Okay. No, here.
Oh,
okay.
All
right.
All
right. It's Michigan versus Washington.
Yeah, right? I know. You guys realize I went to Texas, right? My team was in the Final Four.
Yeah.
Okay.
You sub in as quarterback on Washington. But you, all right. You have to play until you win. Like, you have to keep playing the same game
until
you win.
Or I die.
Infinite time loop, or you die.
You're being forever. Like,
like you get injured. Like, you, like, tear your ACL. Boop. You're
like, new life.
Game
starts over.
Until you win.
How many tries?
You can't. So, do I live forever?
Yeah, you just keep going. It's like, it's torture.
It's like, live, die, repeat. Like, okay. So I would imagine after, I don't know, thousands of years, I'd get decent at playing quarterback. Like,
yeah,
if I'm, do I get any practice time or I'm just being
No.
I'm learning every, and is it me? Like,
yeah it's
you. So I'm,
it's you and your prime athletic years.
And no
Let's
one
throw
on,
that in there.
And no one on Washington is like questioning this.
No, you're just the quarterback.
They're like, let's go.
Okay, but how fun would it be to
like,
how fun would it be to like
to victory?
Yeah,
today?
How fun would it be to like run out of the tunnel every time? Like, let's go. This is the one.
I mean, But you feel the pain of the sacks, right?
Yeah, I know. It's horrible.
No, like one time, like your defense is going to score like three uncontested like touchdowns, and then you're just going to get
so pretty
like,
much
just blown out the rest of the game.
Pretty much every day, like, you have to spend 4 hours throwing pick. Like, you don't know the, I don't know the offense.
And like you're
brittle. You have to learn it. You have to learn
like,
it.
If these like, and like these 6-7 dudes are just going to be this. Just destroying
like
you all game.
Hypothetical. I don't want to do it.
The other one is going into the fourth quarter. Michigan's up 21. If I'm thrown into the game as a quarterback, does Michigan still win?
100%. They could not convert on
their
plays.
I think
they couldn't throw the
I
ball.
I say yes if you know how to hand off the ball.
Yeah, but
I have
like,
a month of training.
I think you have a month of training.
No, you don't get.
No, I learned how to. I learned like all the running.
Oh, yeah, I think you drop a couple. I think you fumble a couple times. I think they mess you up pretty good.
I agree. But then also, like, one, we'll do, like, one play-action play. Like, they will not be seeing that coming. I will launch the ball to Roman Wilson.
20 yards. Like,
yeah. Do you know who Rogers Realm is?
No.
He's my idol. So, like, I know, like, the snap count. I know how to run a play-action pass like no other.
Sure.
Roman Wilson will be going in the end zone. But, like, otherwise, we might be screwed.
Wow. This took a turn.
Do I'm going to give you my
Fields?
No.
No, I agree.
What? No?
You don't.
Stuff, Jay.
Dude, we could build like such a supporting cast around him. Like,
I love him. He's great, but...
He's not great. Right he's, I used to be the biggest Fields guy.
What are we doing?
What are we doing with the team?
Huh? Draft Caleb Williams.
What are we doing with the team, then?
Caleb Williams does not want to be.
I wouldn't.
Right, you evaluate
where
the quarterbacks.
Where are you hearing
the best one?
He just declared like 20 minutes ago.
He wins Super Bowls on like rookie contracts, and Fields holds the ball for too long.
I agree. True. I don't agree with the rookie contract. Simple. Like you can win with someone else, but like I don't think like the Dolphins, like they have a decent quarterback with like the greatest supporting cast, and like they got blown out by a star quarterback with like not a good supporting cast.
That was a bad thing.
Okay, but also
game.
The same thing with
cold,
same
man.
Thing with the Browns though. CJ Stroud dismantled the Browns and he took a bad team and you have a great quarterback and he takes them the second round of the playoffs.
Team. All right, how do we win Counselor basketball this year?
Let me in.
Yeah,
Ben. Let me play. I've been practicing.
Well,
you know, I don't think they're gonna have that big
Wheel
guy.
And
right, we got Asher and
like
Ryan.
They're better.
We got to get Berger.
If we
and
could
AP
sign
a 3-day staff contract.
If we could sign a couple guys to start the season off right for us, I think we'll be on a good track.
Right.
You know, they're not gonna have that
we
guy
draft
who look
well,
like.
Let's get Dunleavy back.
Sign the right free agent.
I don't think they're gonna have Phil Beans.
Right.
They're not going to have Phil Beans.
Why not? Talk into the mics.
Sign Dunleavy, sign Griffin Bramwick, give Courtman a 2-day. Give, who else are we missing?
Courtman's the glue guy.
Yeah, that's such right, a glue guy. John Wall's a glue guy. Maybe get Dewey B out there.
Oh. If you put Dewey B, John, and Miles out there, like.
Are those
so
the glue guys? Are those the ultimate glue
and
guys?
Just
Eisenberg.
A team of glue guys.
Charlie won last year.
Okay, you didn't win it, but you are.
That would actually be. That would actually be a great.
I also would like everybody.
My name is
he's
in the bottle.
I think it's huge that we get another home court advantage because I did not like the taste that left in my mouth last year after we lost in the greenhouse.
Hold on. Next time we do the podcast, we're gonna do glue guy all star teams for each generation, and see which group of glue guys. Reign supreme.
Can I talk about my generation theory for Menominee?
Sure.
That like there's like each generations and like our generation is coming to an end and it's like us and like the year below us to like the Doys. And now
so
we're entering a new generation.
Is your theory that
I don't know
people age?
Yeah, but like
hot take.
Yeah, you're being nostalgic.
My theory is,
and you're
my theory is
on...
that it's coming to an end. Like the last Steve era. And
well,
like,
yeah. It literally is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But like.
Definitionally.
Right. There are no. There are no campers at camp.
You got me thinking.
Can we cut this fart out?
No. Nostalgia is important at camp. But why is it coming to an end? It's only your second year on staff.
I just feel not like I just feel like a new one's starting.
Okay.
He feels very connected to the people who were there that were older than us in our first couple years. So by the time that they're all done, it
that's
sort of feels
happens.
Like they're entering into something else.
Yeah.
That's all.
Can I share a pet peeve?
Please.
All right.
Yeah.
This might be a sore subject.
This last part of the podcast, you've really taken the reins. I appreciate that.
So the day before Quagga, we made practice. You guys made practices optional.
Oh.
I just want to know the thought process behind that.
Okay, we'll probably cut this out, but like, this could be 30 minutes of picking the wrong reasons that we lost.
If you I'm not saying that's why we lost at all. That is not why we lost.
I'm saying like, it has to go back to how we were coaching everything.
I agree.
That year,
like Big Ten's, were
how we were officiating everything that year, how we were like the attitudes, like the way that we were approaching all of it, and we didn't do any of it well, and we had a lot of practices those days, and it really, it wouldn't have moved the needle because our coaches weren't into practices. I was watching every practice, and the coaches weren't there. They weren't, there was no energy. There was no, like, we weren't present in those moments. It seemed like a lot of them were going out there because they were assigned to be out there, and they were pissed that they had to coach the D team again and just going through the motions, and it wasn't productive, and we just didn't have it.
I liked coaching the lower teams.
I'm not saying present company included. I'm saying the overall, like, from what I saw.
Coaching methodology is a big part of it. It's like, I feel like there's a huge aspect of being like, this is how I want to coach my team. It's like, and it's sorry, it's like we have these guidelines of like, this is how we teach our coaches of like how to lead. It's sort of like, if I want to bring energy and me showing how passionate I am about the game, some of that might be more of like, this is the type of basketball practice that I'm used to.
Sure. And our best coaches have to teach our other coaches how to do it.
Fully agree. But some of that might be like, if almost like an NFL coaching tree. It's like, this is how I do this. Like, this is the culture that I bring to sort of like my activity.
And it seems we have that in softball because we do so much of it, right? Like, everyone kind of knows the few Menominee softball things, but we don't have a, this is basketball at Menominee or this is football at Menominee.
Coach K. Shire, like, just pass it on.
We have parts of it. We have to get that. And that's why we're going to focus more on some instructional stuff this year and some building up different culture parts of each athletic program at camp so that we know at Menominee, this is how we play volleyball. Like, we need to establish
that. Included in that can be being a little more real camp with the campers as far as like the sort of like what's going on with the team as far as like, we need to be more serious here, but some of that might be, it's like, I need to be louder to these kids.
Yeah.
Maybe get a little more.
There's a lot of different ways to get there, but if you at least have the few things
we need
that
the few,
are
like,
constant
sayings
everywhere. Yeah.
Like, I think it's important to have ground, like,
let them make the mistakes.
Like, good coaching assignments too. Like, and have like a balance between the coaches.
Sure. But when there's 70 events and only so many, like, at some point we're hamstrung with what we got. And that's why it's great to have a lot of returners this year. Ryan, you sparked a whole nother conversation. And it's a good conversation.
Yeah.
But that stuff's really
while important. We're on the subject, please. I know you told me that Henning would have sort of a different, not different role, but a more of a role. You care to elaborate
different
on that?
Yeah, Henning's gonna move into more of an athletic director type role. And what we're gonna do is the activity heads, we're gonna formalize what it means to be an activity head at camp more so. So that will come with, like, it's worth this much money to be an activity head. Here are your responsibilities, and you're going to have to actually manage your, it was just been too loose, and we need a little more structure and a little more kind of, we got to figure out how to have our best people at the stuff that we're teaching and coaching if we want the kids to actually learn and get better at it. And that's the, it needs to, there needs to be someone at the top of that organizing it. So that's the answer to your question, I hope.
It's that is really official quiet title, Director of Athletics.
Yeah.
There's a nice ring to it.
He's the AD.
You guys want to leave and order wings now?
I really want wings right now.
Okay.
Detroit Pistons wins.
Do you want to close up anything?
Excited for camp.
Yeah. I'd like
the wedding. Excited for the big day. It's going to be fun.
I'd like to shout out Jack Marathal.
Why don't you want to put any names into the universe as to people who you want to like commit to working on staff with us this summer? Like, like, hey.
My boy Brody, hopefully he can make it back.
Yeah, there you go.
He's,
that's
like, talking
one.
About it, but, like, it could be, like, with his education, like, a conflict.
He's got to get on it because
yeah.
You got to get a visa. It's not okay. As easy for...
Rory and right, Joe, those are my guys. Hope to see them back. Kay. I don't know if they're coming back.
Not as of right now.
Jack Carter, come back, please.
Yeah.
And Michael.
I'm putting Nate Duffy's name out to the universe. I want to see Nate Duffy back at camp.
I want to see Nate Duffy and Zach Myers.
What are you guys talking about? Oh,
food.
I want to see Nate Duffy and Zach Myers.
Yeah, let's get those guys back.
Yeah, we should do a pickup, so it's not as.
All right, let's close it out so you guys can order food. Yeah.
Wait, Nate, you don't want chicken?
Am I staying? No.
Don't worry.
I thought he was counting me.
Nate,
I just wanted to make sure.
Nate, we'll get you the cauliflower wings.
Do they have cauliflower wings?
Yeah. All right, I'm cutting this off.
impossible chicken wings.
For all the second year guys.
Thank you, Jay.
Thanks,
Jay.
Thank
you.
This is great.
Thanks, Jay.
Thank you, Jay. See you guys. For the love of camp, I'm Jason Felgraber. Good night, everybody.